When's anyone see us?
No, not they. Well, we're a fair way from the shore, right enough.
Oh, I thought the mist would be cold. It isn't at all.
Well, you're with me, aren't you? And I'm entirely the warm one.
I don't ever want to have to go back.
Oh, good. I was beginning to think you were getting bored with my company.
Oh, you. Oh, I wish this could be forever.
It will, my love. It will be.
The Cardboard Box by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Roger Daynes. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Kevin Whateley as Jim Browner and Stephen Thorne as Inspector Lestrade. The Cardboard Box.
There you go, Bob. That might put you right, then.
I'll say. There's nothing like lemonade to clear a thirst on a hot day. Nothing like your lemonade, anyhow.
Nice and cool inside the house.
Oh, come. Not really, Annabelle. Got another score of parcels to do.
Oh, we shouldn't have come to us first, then.
You're always first on my list, Annabelle.
Oh, go on. If the lemonade brings you, I know.
It's not.
You could step in a moment. Get cool.
Won't she have something to say about that? Her upstairs.
Miss Cushing? She's a lamb. Besides, she won't know, will she?
Oh, burst. It's not I'm not tempted, Annabelle. And if you wasn't the first on me round, I'd surely step inside it. By crikey!
It's Miss Cushing! Somebody's emerging her!
You're right, Watson. It does seem a most preposterous way of settling a dispute.
Utterly preposterous. Yeah.
Oh, my dear fellow, your face.
Well, how should I look, Holmes, when you have just echoed the very thought of my soul, and without my ever having expressed it?
I should have spared you, had it not been for a certain incredulity on your part the other day.
What?
Mr. Edgar Allan Poe's mere tour de force.
Oh, that.
Did you not dismiss Monsieur Auguste Dupin's train of reasoning as unworthy of belief?
But the murders in the Rue Morgue is a fantasy, Holmes.
Yeah, but I reminded you that I, too, have such a faculty, even that I am constantly in the habit of reasoning the unspoken thoughts of my companions. You express the same incredulity.
I have no remembrance of doubting you ever.
Well, perhaps not with your tongue, but your eyebrows are most expressive.
If I remember aright, though, Poe's Dupin character drew his conclusions from his friend's actions. A lump boy's word to stumble over a heap of stones, looking up at the stars in a familiar street, and so on.
So?
Well, I have been quietly sitting in my chair.
Ah, but your features, my dear fellow, your features have expressed your every emotion.
From them you have read my train of thoughts.
Perhaps you cannot yourself recall how your brown study commenced.
Well, of course not.
Well, then I'll tell you. You threw down your newspaper.
There was nothing in it.
Please, Watson. After a minute or so, during which your expression was utterly vacant, you fixed your attention upon General Gordon over there. I hazard that you were admiring the new frame to his portrait.
Go on.
Then your eyes flashed across to the unframed portrait of Henry Ward Beecher. Frames were uppermost in your mind, obviously. But then you glanced up at the wall, and I deduced you to be thinking Beecher would just nicely cover the bare space and make a match with Gordon.
You have followed me exactly.
Well, I could hardly have gone astray so far. Your thoughts went back to Beecher. Well, naturally, given your family connection, your eyes first narrowed as you considered the character of his features and then relaxed. You were recalling the incidents of his career.
I had no idea
you... Your natural strength of feeling, as I know full well, would lead you next to thoughts of the American Civil War via Beecher's...